This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person.
Former President Trump reacting to word that he's been indicted on charges of mishandling classified documents at his Florida estate. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Supporters of former President Donald Trump have reacted with anger to the news of his federal indictment and are criticizing the Biden administration. A spokesperson for Make America Great Again, Inc., a super PAC backing Trump's bid for a return to the White House, has called the indictment unprecedented and has accused President Joe Biden's allies of trying to cheat their way to victory. Senator Tim Scott says he thinks the Justice Department's scales are weighted based on politics. Trump announced his federal indictment on his Truth Social platform, posting that this is indeed a dark day for the United States of America. Within 20 minutes of his announcement, Trump began fundraising off the news for his 2024 presidential campaign. Trump says he is due in court Tuesday afternoon in Miami. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Now to the unhealthy air from those wildfires in Canada. Millions of people on the East Coast being warned to stay inside. President Biden.
It's very important that affected communities listen to the guidance of their state and local officials from this point forward. To keep up to date on the air quality in real time, go to the app that we provide. It's called airnow.gov. And check on one another.
Just put your zip code in on that website and you can see what the air quality is in your area, airnow.gov. There's a report that three people have been lightly wounded after a drone crashed into a residential building in Russia near the border with Ukraine. Today, a judge overseeing the case against Brian Koberger, charged with killing four University of Idaho students last fall, will hear arguments over a gag order that pretty much bars attorneys from talking to reporters. This is AP News. Now to ChatGPT, the AP's Ben Thomas.
A couple of New York lawyers are in trouble after they say they were led astray by ChatGPT. The two lawyers say the artificial intelligence-powered chatbot invented reference to past court cases that they relied on in a filing in Manhattan federal court. They were looking for precedents to support a client's lawsuit against the Colombian airline Avianca for an injury occurred on a flight. ChatGPT suggested several cases they hadn't been able to find. The problem was some weren't real or involved airlines that didn't exist. While the lawyers apologized at a hearing, the judge seemed both baffled and disturbed, and is now deciding whether to sanction the pair. I'm Ben Thomas.
More Americans applied for unemployment last week, but the labor market is still one of the healthiest parts of the economy. 28,000 more signed up last week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.